of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
We're live. Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in Las Vegas. We're at the National Finals Rodeo, and we thought, what a great place to have a remote is right here. And we're in a beautiful suite that the Reading Rodeo Association had last night, because last night was the meet and greets for all the rodeo associations. So many things going
on.
Sweet 2000. And it was sweet.
Yeah, it really was.
And there was nobody laying in here this morning.
Hey, and you know what we're celebrating and what we're celebrating? And by the way, this is the very first time. I mean, many of you who've known my history know that I lived and worked in Vegas for years, but this is a whole new embodiment of what it is to come. Well, first of all, Vegas is just like, I can't get my bearings of where I am, seriously, because I used to know this town like the back of my hand, and I could drive anywhere and drive off road and go to this mountain and whatever. And so, at this day, we're at a place called South Point. And this particular property was specifically built to have horse shows, all kinds of horse shows with an arena. And so far they've had the breakaway roping. They're having the Miss California America, or Miss America Rodeo. Yes. And Ruth is here this morning. Ruth Nichols. We love Ruth.
Ruth. We need to give the weather.
Oh, we do? Okay. Well, can you read it, Liam? Because we're just going to black.
Got it. Hello, Liam.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are. Sorry. Give me one second. I'm flying around over here.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Alrighty.
Okay. What's weather look like?
So, yeah, so today we are looking at a high of 41 and a low of 25. We are going to have mostly clear skies today. Tonight, 25. Friday, tomorrow, 44. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We have a slight chance of rain. It doesn't look like snow is in the forecast anymore. Saturday day, 56. Saturday night, 28. So, yeah, we're going to be in the just the mid-40s. The highest we're going to see is 56. But other than that, we're sitting on 45.
Okay, sounds like winter's coming in on us. Mm-hmm. So, hey, yeah, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They've been operating for a couple of decades. They really, truly take care of their customers. There's no difference in the propane. That's how it's handled and how it's delivered to you. And Shasta Gas Propane are the pros, and they treat their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business, my friends. Shasta Gas Propane. Can you hear us?
Okay. All right.
All right. Ruth, carry on, Ruth. Sorry.
So 28 years.
That's never
about
happened.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, about. You know, you had mentioned it's family. It is. There's something about the camaraderie, and we say this every year, whether we're at Red Bluff.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can fix it, no one can.
More about, and Ruth's been in the rodeo business for decades. At least.
Yeah, probably 25 years.
Professionally.
More. Yeah.
In the business, but have been a goer and a lover and a part of for many, many years. Yes.
Yeah.
You've also been, you were talking about how rodeo is a family.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fact is from what we've seen this time, there is a camaraderie that people, on Wednesday nights, last night, they have meet and greets all over this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
People have suites or rooms, and the different rodeo associations have invited people in to learn about what they do and to share ideas.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. I mean, Redding has a meet and greet. Red Bluff does. The Battlelands Circuit Finals Rodeo in Minot, North Dakota does. I mean, there's plenty of parties to go to. But what this convention, one of the biggest things about this convention is the networking and the friends that you know. There's people that I see once a year. I live in Nebraska. I see them once a year in Red Bluff. We're longtime friends. And then I see them out here again. You pick up where you left off. It's just, there's just a common bond, and it's lovely, and it's, you can never have too many friends. You just, there's something about it. It just warms your heart.
And
I can't explain it.
It's so true. We're feeling that, and it's growing every day. But let's talk about when we talk about the PRCA? PCR, get it mixed up, convention that's happening. It's really a breakout rooms. We took classes yesterday about the state of what's happening in rodeo, where it's going in 2023. And to bring people around that we met people on the opening night, Mike Servi, that would have been 86 years old, and I mean he started at 13 years as a clown and stock, and I mean it's amazing to see the stock contractors, and I think there's breakdowns that our audience isn't really aware of the rodeo business. What would you say so far in this week, Ruth, would be something that you learned?
A whole bunch of things. I always learn when I come to this convention. I've been coming for more than 20 years. You learn about social media. You learn more about social media. I'm in the marketing and publicity, and so I can never stop learning. Because I want to be better for my rodeos, my clients. Social media things, trends in the industry, things about volunteers, committee people. Sisters Oregon gave an excellent presentation on how to keep your committee members, your volunteers going. It's all those little things that the fan in the stand doesn't realize go on behind the scene. Rodeo is a huge industry, and it's almost entirely run by volunteers. And so for us to come out here, and contract people as well, for us to come out here and learn about the sport, it's a good thing. Good place to be.
So I learned yesterday that we are the fourth largest sport. Rodeo is
behind.
The fourth largest sport.
And as Taylor Sheridan said, when he said soccer's in front of us, and he says, I'm not sure that's a sport when you got 5-year olds that can play that game. we'll address Taylor Sheridan later on in the show, but we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a local bank, local board of directors, people working there ahead of it. Mark Mosley has been in the banking business in Reading. Matt Mosley for as long as I can remember. He's still a young guy. You want to go to some place that's going to be moving your dreams forward. They've been doing that for 15 years. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Of living is gone. Oh yeah, it's the life goes on. Long after the day.
Thank you. And we are live here in Las Vegas. Can you hear us? I mean, we're going to be going through a little bit of this because we're up on the 20th suite and we're Skyping into the show because we want all of our listeners to get a little bit of an inside with some of our rodeo experts that we've asked to come into the room up in the suite, not that we're staying in the suite. This is the Reading Rodeo Association had a gathering here last night, but we're here at 7 a.m. in the morning.
And there's the floors aren't wet.
Well, no, it's pretty good. They left it in a nice.
Come in. Oh yeah, they did. But people come in from all over,
right,
the United States.
It's their meet and greet.
There's about, I think he said 700 rodeos. Mm-hmm. 700 rodeos, yep, last year in this country, ranging from small 2-day events to 5-day events to finally you get to the national finals, which is a 10-day event. However, it's really a 15-day event, mm-hmm, because it starts on a Monday and the riding doesn't start till today.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tonight.
Tonight,
yeah.
Thursday, mm-hmm, night.
And we'll be there tonight. Yeah, we're going to
be there tonight at the rodeo, and we're going to be putting some things on Facebook, mm-hmm, you know, some videos.
And we'll cover the action in the morning of what we, yeah, saw. But meanwhile, as we're here, we're getting excited because Redding will be celebrating its 75th rodeo in May.
75th anniversary.
That's right. That's so right. You want to be able to anniversary. So you want to really come out this year, and the planning has begun way back, but it's starting to be put into place of, you know, specialty acts and some of the great, you know, the monies and some of the events that are going to be going on. And so somebody who really knows rodeos is with us this morning. This is her job. She flies, mm-hmm, around and handles the PR. So you may know her from Red Bluff.
Yes.
And she comes in, and we love working with you in Red Bluff.
Thank
you're
you.
So,
thank you.
Make it so easy. Ruth Nicholas.
Ruth
good
Nicholas
morning.
Is with us.
And welcome
good morning.
Back.
Thank you.
Now, when we left, the fact is the PRCA is growing. The number of people coming to rodeos is growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about $40+ million a year from at the PRCA, and this doesn't include team roping in areas. You know, team roping has their own
association.
Their own,
yeah,
association.
Mm-hmm. There's many different associations,
oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
PRCA is top of the line.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to rodeo, that's everybody's goal, and you'll even see contestants, cowboys and cowgirls, who will be in Canada or Australia or Mexico, who have reached the top as far as they can get with rodeo in their country,
uh-huh,
and they come to the U.S. There's a lot of cowboys and cowgirls who will come to college in the U.S. on college. They're from out of the country.
Australia.
You'll see a lot of Australians
in here.
And then,
yeah,
they come and then they stay,
yeah,
and do very well in the PRCA because they're good athletes.
And, you know, we saw one, we have the international flavor of it now, is that the BRCA has sponsored, I think, like five,
mm-hmm,
or six,
mm-hmm,
riders from different countries to come in,
yep,
and have them compete and get their permits.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is that if you want to go to a rodeo, there's going to be one close to you.
Oh, yeah.
From New York,
oh, yeah,
to Maine to Washington. Washington State's got one of the premier rodeos in Ellensburg. And then, of course, you have the Pendleton Roundup,
mm-hmm,
in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. There's rodeos in every state. And, you know, that's the cool thing. I think even if you're east of the Mississippi River, and which we don't consider west, in quotations, people are still drawn to that feeling of the cowboy, the American West, the independence and the ruggedness and the determination that comes from living that lifestyle. And I think especially after COVID, when we were cooped up, when we were for a while told what to do, and I think the rodeo really even more appealed to the American public because it was being independent. The patriotism in rodeo, I think, too, really appeals to people. We don't see a lot of that in pro sports, and I think there's a whole set of people who don't appreciate the lack of patriotism in other pro sports. Rodeo prays before each event.
Right.
Rodeo has the national anthem. We,
right,
give tributes to the military.
Right.
We're patriotic.
Well, I've
and
seen,
you and I, you have so many different rodeos that you fly in and you cover.
Yes.
So, meaning that you are the person that puts together all press,
mm-hmm,
all the intricacies,
mm-hmm,
of this person goes there and this person.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Like, say, for instance, in the Red Bluff
mm-hmm,
roundup,
mm-hmm,
you start, what, a year in advance?
Probably not quite a year, but by now we're talking about news releases. you know, we're making plans. The committee in Red Bluff, and same as in Redding, mm-hmm. is making plans a year in advance, who they're going to hire for announcers, for specialty acts, for clowns, for bullfighters. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You've got to work on your sponsors a year out. You've got to be having your ticket sales, your tickets ordered, your volunteers in place. There's so many little pieces the public doesn't realize that go on with these rodeos. But you have to make them all mesh, or you don't have a good event that the public doesn't. You have to have a good event the public wants to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one of the things that we were up in the contractors area yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and all these contractors, bullfighters, clowns, other groups, horseback riders, all these different specialty acts, announcers, we're all in this one area where the rodeo associations go through and make contacts.
The trade show.
And the trade show, and they will line up specialty acts during this time frame.
Yes, and I'm no different from that. I'm looking to have rodeos hire me. But back to the specialty act thing, I have rodeos that have hired clown acts 5 years out. There's just that demand for good acts, whether they're specialty acts or barrel men or rodeo clowns or even stock contractors. That's a huge part of the rodeo we often overlook, the horses and the bulls.
And I think that's something, if we were to take a down the road, maybe today, later today, or even tomorrow, talk about exactly what a stock contractor does. That's another intricate detail mm-hmm. of rodeo that I'm not really sure that these cowboys, they don't just bring their animals.
You do if you're a tie-down roper, a team roper, a steer rustler, or a barrel racer. But if you're one of what we call the rough stock, a bull rider, a bareback rider, or a saddle bronc rider, that stock contractor has a bucking horse or a bucking bull that you will get on at the rodeo. John Growney. You guys have had him on several times. That's what he used to do, is provide those animals. And those animals have reputations as well. You might have an animal, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but like Tim Bridwell, he's got horses in Red Bluff. And those horses are drawn. The cowboy draws his horse so he knows what horse he's going to get on every night of the Redding Rodeo or Red Bluff or any rodeo. And then they ride for as many points as they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses, like you say, are, you know, they've got reputations.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of the things about rodeo that people don't know. Cowboys getting ready to get on a bull, and there are four cowboys that are there that have ridden that bull,
mm-hmm.
and they are there helping
yes.
him. They're
mm-hmm.
telling him when he comes out, yes. he's going to jump out, and he's going to take two jumps, mm-hmm. and then he's going to spin to his mm-hmm. left. Because that's what he's done, because once the bull has learned that, he gets somebody off that way. So that cowboy is ready, and the other cowboys who he's competing against
mm-hmm.
are helping him like that.
That's the cool thing about
yeah.
our sport. We help each other. I mean, the contestants really do, and, you know, that's what back to the family thing. I mean, you can't pick a better sport to be part of, because there's such a feeling of camaraderie. It fills your bucket. I mean, that's
right.
not a good way to say it, but it makes you just, you belong somewhere,
right.
and it feels good.
When
right.
we were, night before last, when I'm just confused like you, when they did
back number ceremony.
Back number ceremony, but it was almost like a red carpet.
Yes, very much so.
And here come the contestants coming in, mm-hmm. but they're bringing their families.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
dressed
taking,
to the nines.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Like the CMA Awards, folks.
Yeah,
it really was.
Except better.
You know, one thing that has helped it has helped our sport is the Cowboy Channel. They're
yes.
covering that. And so
yes.
the fans at home watching want that grandeur and the
right.
pomp and the circumstance, and that's what you get with the runway and, like you said, dressed to the nines. And then you see the little girls running up to their daddies or or the bull rider carrying that little gal who
yeah.
must have been, what was she, 9 months
yeah.
old? She was little. But that's what steals our
yeah.
hearts. And
yeah.
that rodeo, again, is family.
It's family, and you are linking into
yes.
this family. And so
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ruth.
Always a pleasure. I'll see you in
we'll
April.
We'll
see you.
Yes, we
oh,
will
yeah.
see you at the Red Bluff Roundup. And we are here, Carl and I, we're live doing this remote this morning at South Point up on the 20th floor, celebrating and getting ready for the Reading Rodeo in May. That will be the 75th anniversary. Yeah. We're looking forward to that. So we're going to be promoting that. And so many of the people here that are going to be on today and tomorrow that are inside different rodeo associations. But as Ruth said, we're all one big family. We're so happy to be part of the family now.
Okay, Ruth, thank you so much, and I know we'll see you again.
My pleasure.
Soon.
Yes.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
That's right.
Four Winds Jewelry starting there. Whoa. Their big sale, and it's right here at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And the they have some great prices now. They've got a super selection of jewelry. And I have gone in there during this time frame and found little things that Linda loved. Yes, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing.
Castadeem is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castadeem Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Castadeem today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack's Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on the road. We're down in Las Vegas. We're at the South Point Hotel. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo, and we're having a great time.
Getting ready for the 75th plans are in action now. But what we've done here is that all of the rodeo associations and every kind of thing that puts on a rodeo to the stock contractors, to the
especially
next
the
gentleman that's going to be with us, Steve Rempelis, who's Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Chief Marketing Officer. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning,
and
Carl.
You're saying it's late nights and early mornings while we're here in convention.
Just during the convention, our national convention leads into the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, and it's an opportunity for us to visit with our rodeo committees, with our stock contractors, with our contract personnel members, all the people that support the sport of professional rodeo. And then as we get in on Tuesday night, we welcome our contestants. They're going to compete in the Wrangler NFR and showcase them on a red carpet, introduction, and they get their back numbers and their jackets and everything in preparation for the start of the NFR.
I can tell you, after watching this, that this was, Linda's been to several CMAs, I've been to several award shows, and this was great. Mm-hmm. It was not only the introducing these fine contestants, but you got their families too. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, the kids, they're carrying their babies with them, and yet everybody is just dressed.
Yeah,
right.
It really is an opportunity for them to show off and for us to show them off overall. It's fun. Our team has worked really hard to showcase our athletes in the most positive light and provide them with a good event that they can, be proud of and signify some, many of those contestants, this will be the only time that they ever make the NFR. It's a tough road to get here. And there's others that have been here 10 or more times on it. But more than anything, it's their night, and we want to showcase that night on that particular one. Now, tonight is a whole different deal. Tonight is right into the arena in the iconic grand, entry opening by states. And kick off 10 days of nonstop action at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
And then tonight,
we'll be there tonight.
Yeah, and then tonight, right after the rodeo, about an hour after the rodeo, everybody comes back here for the awarding of
the gold buckle.
The gold buckles for the,
is that how it works?
Yeah, and they're actually the round winners,
right.
So that's a little bit more relaxation, if you will. They can, we talk about the top livestock and the round winners give a chance to do some interviews. It's really a fun night.
So you said, after you leave here this morning on our live remote, you're going to be doing a kickoff or a meet and greet with all of the, can you share with us? With
yeah,
the,
we have a lot of meetings during the convention, both big session meetings where we talk in broad terms about how the association is doing, what we're planning on doing in the future, and then individual breakout sessions in various forms. The meeting that I'm heading off to and leading is more of a coordination and organization for all of our televised and digital live streamed rodeos in the coming year. So they'll be down there and we'll go over. It's a chance for them to meet our team and ask questions and go over the details.
One of the things when we were giving kind of the state of the PRCA, which is a part of the convention, and then allowing the different rodeo associations to ask questions, seeing what the plan is, the five-year plan forward, was extremely interesting. And linking up with the media, the social media networks, our fans, our sponsors, or we call them partners, really, mm-hmm. in this is so important.
Yeah. We spend some time setting goals every single year, and we're held accountable to that. If you looked at any of our presentations, there was we hit our goals, we exceeded our goals, we didn't match up here, you know, we'll regroup and take another shot at it. We are aggressive in the way that we set our goals and hold ourselves accountable. And that's through Tom Glaus, our CEO, and certainly the leadership team of which I'm a part of. We have fun, we work hard, and we're able to show positive results in pretty dramatic ways. If you saw our information just on revenue alone since 2017, we're up over 70% on revenue in just the last 5 or 6 years. So,
what do you think, Steve? What's brought on this new surge of fans?
A couple things, I think, and I'm certainly not an expert in it, but the pandemic cooped people up for a period of time, and perhaps freedoms that they felt like they had in simple things like going to the grocery store or going to events or that were essentially taken away from people after a period of time. When you regain that freedom, you're going to take advantage of it. Sometimes in defiance, you had a little bit of that up in your neck of the woods.
You know, we were a little defiant up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And damn proud of it.
Yeah, well, the flyover states, you know, ended up being a little defiant at times. And certainly, you know, but when all of that lifted, it also created an opportunity for people to get back in their community and to value those things that they cared about most. At rodeos, you don't see any kneeling for the flag. We pray before every performance, and everybody stands for the national anthem. And those are important values. People embrace those, certainly. And then the other thing is, Taylor Sheridan came and spoke to our group, the producer and writer of Yellowstone, and the popularity of Yellowstone in real cowboy imagery, it helps. And it's a groundswell of support. Rodeos have had record attendances, and all those things together have provided, plus the Cowboy Channel, of course, and the visibility that we have there has provided much more, rodeo visibility to so many more people, across the country.
You know, there's one thing too, I believe is what a cowboy represents in his freedom. And I think that also, because it ties in, I believe, to everything you've said. We're tired of, you know, being told what to do. We're doing, and here's these young men and women that are out there performing. There's no guarantees for them. They are the ultimate. They are the last of the ultimate entrepreneurs, where they're putting their body out every night, and there's no guarantee. You know,
absolutely right.
And I think that appeals to people.
Yeah. They're out there, you know, putting everything on the line, and if they're injured, they don't still get a paycheck. So many guys are competing hurt, if you will, and you know, it's they're tough. There's no doubt about it. They love what they do, though. You know, they're for the most part young guys that are out there. They're free for, you know, 99% of their time.
And
now the prize money in our sport has increased just this year over last year. It's increased 20%.
Wow.
We've gone from $40 million payout before the NFR to over $50 million payout before the NFR just this year alone. So
you see Stetson Wright. $365,000 this year. That's a pretty good payout.
Yeah, sure. And that's the top end of it.
Yeah.
The nice thing is the depth has gone really well. Most of the people competing at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo have earned over $100,000, you know, during the year. And when you get to those numbers, even with $5 gas, you can start to eke out a little bit of a living rather than just pay 100% of that into expenses. And
I heard that it's around $70,000 a year if you're competing all the time.
Well, Steve Rempelos, we know that you have a really big meeting coming up. Steve is with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. He's the Chief Marketing Officer. We wish you a blessed day, and thank you so much for being
thanks
with
for
us this morning.
Us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, hey, look, we've got to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You bet.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back.
All right. So, okay.
We're at the Free Fire Radio here in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo. You still got us, Liam?
Okay. All right. Here we are. Okay, let's talk a little bit.
We would chit-chat with people if the music was playing a little bit
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, and Ben Agooch, who is our CEO.
Of the Reading Rodeo Association is here, and we're going to have him on tomorrow.
He's going down to the meeting that Steve was in because, I mean, like, you were getting texts at midnight. He says everybody thinks it's a party. I mean, what they do have is, and of course, they are doing breakouts and, down in the ballrooms. They've got special events going on, but truly it's a educational aspect of bringing everybody together and talking about some of the rules. And one of the things I learned yesterday, Carl, and I don't exactly know how to pronounce it, but there are 70 points. There were breakout classes on animal welfare. And they said people don't realize that there's 70 points of what,
how the animals are handled,
yes,
how they're treated, how they're fed, how they're watered, how they're transported. They have a 99.9% safety record with the animals.
Right.
These animals are athletes, and they're worth thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. And sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. And who knows, maybe a hundredth of thousands.
And a stock contractor, like say someone like a John Growney, and there are several of those.
Well, company, yeah, or any of these cotton
some
houses.
Of these, yes. They treat their animals like their family. And it's not just here, there's number two, get that heifer out there. No, I mean, they're really on it. So it's been very eye-opening. But I got to tell you, I mean, the Rodeo Association is a business, loud and clear, very much. And the Cowboys are up on time. And now tonight kicks off the 10 days. It's 10 days, right?
It's 10 days.
Of rodeo. And, you know, of course, we're going to see who's going to be the big winner, but we'll be back in Reading, obviously, on Monday, back on the air. But we're going tonight for opening night and then leaving, Las Vegas. So we'll be doing our live remote tomorrow. Now, here's what we're at South Point. When we first got here, now just to kind of give you a layout of how Vegas has changed, the Thomas and Mack is where the rodeo is, which is about 20 minutes away from South Point. And it's where UNLV is in the Cox. They have the Cox Center, and then they have, like, you know, the basketball games. And something that you were talking about earlier was the dirt. How fascinating. We need to have somebody on just to talk about what they do with the dirt.
The dirt has to be a certain consistency, a certain depth. It's got to be able to take the rough stop bucking, and also the barrel racers are digging down 8-9 inches into the dirt. So you've got people out there smoothing the dirt out. Halfway through the barrel racers, they bring a tractor out, and it smooths around all of the barrels. They're trying to make it as fair as they can, so you know the ground's not so broken up. But you know, when you're out first, that ground is perfect, and then each one will tear it up some. But bottom line here is that the convention and everything that we've been hearing here and learning is how to make your rodeo safer, how to bring people to rodeo that not been there before. And this last past year, as we were talking about, as Steve was just here and was speaking, that we had, you know, larger crowds. Now, part of it, of course, was COVID had been there, and people were wanting to come out, and they wanted to come out on the outside. And they wanted something exciting. They wanted something entertaining. And the rodeos reached out and touched people in a lot of ways, that it's not just people riding an animal. It's the lifestyles. It's the pageantry. It's the different events that are held.
It's a sense of feeling like you belong to the earth. You belong to...
It's organic.
And I think it was perfectly a perfect guest to speak yesterday was Taylor Sheridan, because not only has he done 1883, he's done Yellowstone, which has now just blown up, and everybody is gathered around to watch, you know, what's Beth going to do next, or what's happening with Yellowstone. But we also found that he also wrote and produced Wind River, which is one of our favorite movies, and Hell and High Water.
Right.
Those are all movies that connect you to a way of life on the land. And rodeo, as we watch it unfold every year is that there's always just a great human interest story about an animal, a person, a writer, a family, people giving back, the Think Pink, some of the pageantry that goes on. And there's just a real brotherhood.
It is, you know, we mentioned it earlier, where you have competitors helping each other all the way through here. You'll see somebody in the steer wrestling that turns in a great time. And by the way, a lot of times the steer wrestlers are using the same horse. And if the horses look familiar, it's because they are. You know, they may have a horse that two or three of the riders, the owner of the horse gets a cut of the purse, but they also, when you see somebody make a great run, the other steer wrestlers are out there high-fiving and all of these with them. And just like with the rough stock, when they come back, everybody's happy.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And we are live here in Las Vegas, KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We are also streaming for all of you that are listening en route, on the road, at KCNR1460.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a big wig with us. Yeah, we've got one of the chief honchos here of what's happening in our NFR this year.
Well, of course, we're talking about Tom Glaus,
the
CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy
Association. We are so proud to have you here this morning.
So, good morning. Why don't you grab that microphone?
All right, we're just going to go early here.
Yeah, we'll just go early because we can't just quit right now of the break.
Oh, okay. I just thought we could do it.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Pull that up. You're on now.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're on the road here, and we do this. We have our remotes, but this has been such a great event. I tell you what, this is our first
time for us to be here.
Well, welcome to the NFR. Yeah. I was just listening as you were talking, and you seemed like seasoned hands as you were talking about it. So that's a little surprising.
Well, you know what? I joined the Reading Rodeo Association about 6 months ago. I've been watching it for, I guess 14 years, going to the rodeos and all that. And it seemed an organization of great people that were doing something for our community. They raised money. It's the second largest money maker in Reading. The rodeo is, and we give that money back in scholarships and just making it better every year. So, but that's kind of what you were talking about.
Yeah, and that aligns perfectly with our mission. It makes me happy to hear it, and I hear it often, but our mission is to be the undisputed leader in the Western industry with the best cowboys at the best rodeos, positively impacting our communities. And so many of our communities do give back to others that are less fortunate. And that is what we stand for, is to make impacts in our communities.
So, Tom, can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself? How did you get involved in rodeo? And, where do you live, and what do you do in your position?
I tell everybody I'm a cowboy at heart. I'm a lawyer by trade.
So. Yeah, but you've been in the Rodeo Association. You've been a roper and I think
I rode Bronx. My son had a very successful career. He qualified for the national finals four times. But rodeo runs deep in our family. We've rodeoed for many, many years since I was a small child. It's a way of life we grew up doing, working on the ranch, and it just came natural. Competed in high school, went to college on a rodeo scholarship, and even during law school and after law school, I continued to compete.
Okay. Man, that's a great
story. We're
here
with Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and you just don't know how huge this thing is until you sit through the conference here.
Yeah.
And all the moving parts. And the moving parts are the ones that, as we all know, small things will bite you. But I think everything was addressed. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after that with Tom Glaus, CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
State visit.
With a 21-gun salute and a review of the troops on the South Lawn, the President and First Lady received the President of France and his wife during a pomp-filled arrival ceremony at the White House.
France is our oldest ally, our unwavering partner in freedom's cause.
Macron also celebrated the long-standing ties and shared values between the U.S. and France. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Biden's $400 billion student loan debt giveaway scheme remains on hold. The Federal Appeals Court for the Fifth Circuit has rejected an administration request to reinstate the program. Mourning the four young people who died in a brutal attack at a house in Moscow, Idaho. Thousands turning out last night for a candlelight vigil for the University of Idaho students who were fatally stabbed several weeks ago near campus. There have been no arrests. No suspects have been named yet. Multiple law enforcement agencies named in a $27 billion class action lawsuit brought by survivors of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school massacre.
The suit filed Tuesday in federal court names the city, the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those groups. Plaintiffs include parents and the teachers and school staff who were at the school on the day of the shooting. A teenager killed 19 children and two teachers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 327 points, while the Nasdaq trading 3 points higher. And the S&P 6 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Early Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The UN wants a raise, asking for a record $51.3 billion to fund its work next year.
A war in Ukraine, looming famine in the Horn of Africa, flooding in Pakistan. These are the new crises of 2022. Their effects will continue into 2023, and they come on top of existing enormous needs in Afghanistan, Yemen, or Syria. At the same time, rising food and fuel prices have shrunk aid agencies' purchasing power. The UN says that with 45 million people at risk of starvation, its budget of $51 billion will be a lifeline.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. Israeli forces have killed two Palestinian terrorists during an arrest raid in the West Bank. Islamic Jihad says both of the men were members of the group. News and analysis, townhall.com. Belt tightening at DoorDash, the online food delivery platform is cutting more than 1,200 corporate jobs.
That's about 6% of its total workforce, saying it hired too many people when demand for its services increased during the COVID pandemic. CEO Tony Zhu says DoorDash was undersized before the pandemic and sped up hiring to catch up with its growth. Impacted employees will receive 17 weeks of compensation and their February 23 stock vest. All health benefits will continue through March 31st of 2023. Jason Walker reporting.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve will push rates higher than previously expected and keep them there longer to fight inflation. But Powell also signals that the Fed may increase its key interest rate by a somewhat smaller amount at its meeting later this month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're at the South Point Hotel. And let me tell you, the South Point Hotel has, I think, finally cornered the market when it comes to Cowboys, Cowboy events, and everything that goes on with the NFR. They've got them all here.
We've watched breakout roping.
Breakaway.
Breakaway roping. Okay. I know this is terminologies. We've watched the contestants in Miss Rodeo America, and they were on their horses that they were given horses that they were meeting for the first time. And I was watching the horsemanship on that. Was fascinating. But with us this morning
is Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. But before we get to Tom, we've got something here. Liam, talk to us.
Yeah, okay. So we have teamed up here at KCNR with Black Bear Diner, running a campaign. So once a day in the middle of a break, we're going to play this sound.
Jingle bear, jingle bear, jingle all the way.
And so if you hear that, call in and we will add your name to a raffle. We're going to get a name and phone number from you, and you will be in the auction to win a $150 Christmas dinner at Black Bear Diner.
Ooh!
Yeah, and all you have to do for that $150 dinner is call in and give us your name and phone number. We'll put you in a jar, and then we'll draw that, and you get a $150 dinner at Black Bear Diner. Okay, so you're going to be hearing that. Can you play that again?
I will play one more time.
Jingle bears, jingle bears, jingle all the way.
I think he's saying jingle bears.
Jingle bears? Okay. All right. Okay, buddy. Thanks. Like I said, we gotta
let our staff run free every now and then, create something crazy. But let's get down to some wonderful news.
Partnerships with our advertisers.
Yes, right. Our partnerships.
The Black Bear Diner. We're here with Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And you've come up through the rodeo ranks.
I did.
That's how it works.
My mic here. I forget I don't have a headless wireless mic. I did. I started out riding broncs in high school, rode a few bulls, and continued to do that throughout college and then for about 10 years professionally.
Now, the association is in Colorado.
Yes, Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. Are you from that area?
I am from the Sand Hills of Nebraska. I grew up in the Sand Hills. My grandparents had ranches in the Sand Hills. And when I graduated high school, I moved to Wyoming, and until this position, I spent my entire career in Wyoming.
Now, you also you were involved with rodeo as, you know, ahead of the circuit there.
And, yes, I was president of Mountain State Circuit. We have a very progressive circuit system, 13 circuits throughout the United States and Canada, and I was fortunate to lead one of those circuits.
Now, these circuits, Tom, for people not, you know, people may understand the National Finals Rodeo, but cowboys and cowgirls compete all through the year to be able to come to the National Finals. They win so much money, and it's the top 15 in each event. But there's also the circuits out there, and what do they do?
Our circuits, are, well, let me back up here a little bit.
Please.
We have over 700 rodeos and events that are sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. All of those events count for points for world standings, and the top 15 in the world standings ultimately qualify for the National Finals Rodeo. But we have just over 6,000 members, and not all of those members rodeo full time. And in the 70s, they figured out how we recognize and give those individuals who have full-time jobs and rodeo on the weekend a platform to compete at and a finals to strive to work towards. So they divide the country up into circuits. It's much like divisions in football.
Sure.
The college rodeo, National College Rodeo Association, they refer to them as regions. We simply refer to them as circuits. But the circuits have a competition. Some of them are made up of several states. Texas is a circuit all by itself. Montana is a circuit all by itself. South Dakota, North Dakota make up the Badlands Circuit. So those circuits come together, and rodeos within those circuits compete to qualify for a finals. Now, what's really fun this year, it was our inaugural NFR Open. It's a grassroots, but more like we take all players from everywhere. But you have to go through the circuit system to qualify for the NFR Open, the top year-end qualifier, and the individual that wins the circuit finals get to come to the NFR Open. From there, they get a chance, if they're fortunate enough to win their event at the NFR Open, to qualify into the playoff system.
Well, this, to me, it sounds like it's it's almost, if you're looking at golf, it'd be like the U.S. Open, where you're letting amateurs and professionals, but the ones, like you said, the weekend guys and girls that they've got a regular job and they can't afford to go from state to state and do all these things, be able to compete at a high level and then work their way up.
It sounds
great.
I'm happy to see how quickly you associated the concept with golf and because that's truly, we're not trying to recreate the wheel here. When there's something that's successful in other sports, we think that we can duplicate it. And that's what we're doing with the NFR Open. And there's a lot of high-level competitors within our association, cowboys and cowgirls, that don't have the ability to rodeo full-time. This gives them an opportunity to compete on a national platform.
We're going to take an early break, and because I want to come back and talk about how you all at the PRCA are reaching out to the younger folk out there, the future of the PRCA.
We get excited talking about our future because we think youth is where our future lies.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River
Commons.
Thank you. Senior Living. You know what? It's not an assisted living facility, my friends. No, it's for active seniors. We've had enough doing plumbing and all that.
55 plus.
You get to go there. They have beautiful accommodations. They're pet friendly. You can have multiple pets there. And a gourmet chef, they've got it all. Give them a call. Talk to Brian Martin and get a tour there. Get a personalized tour. You have lunch. See what it's like. It's River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back with Tom Glass, CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
Oh. a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Stay up to date on seasonal vaccines to prevent the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m. Keep your immunity strong this holiday season. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
All right, good morning and welcome to Colin and the Bot here on KCNR1460.com, streaming and 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. But hey, the beauty of what we can do is we are on the road. We're actually here live in Las Vegas, the beginning of the Nash NFR. We are so excited and we've been here for convention. There's been so many things we've learned, and Maxwell Insurance brings us this portion of the show, of course, for all your insurance needs for veterans, seniors, anything that's happening that you need. I know that we have our insurance with Maxwell Insurance, so go and see Judy over on Hilltop Drive, and they're really going to help you out. Let's get to our guest.
Okay, our guest is Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and he's a quick learner. Hey, Tom, when we left the future of the PRCA, I mean, it's you're riding a wave, I believe you said, and or Steve said on this, but the way you sustain that wave is by having cowboys and cowgirls that want to compete. So you've got programs for the youth.
The youth.
Would you mind talking about that? It's very interesting.
Oh, I get excited when we get to talk about the kids. I don't think there was any child that didn't grow up dreaming of wanting to be a cowboy at some point in their life. And we want to give all children an opportunity to experience that dream. Last year we were able to host, I believe 33 camps, for kids of various age from preschool on up to high school. But we're able to touch many lives. I think we had 11,000 kids come through those camps last year. We exposed them to our sport and give them a taste of what our way of life is all about.
Well, you know, and you just don't, okay, Mrs. Jones, I'm going to take little Bobby Jones in. I'm going to put him on a bull this morning. That's not what happens.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, and that's one of the things that we've overcome, that you know, as children learn, any sport, you don't put them in over their heads. They compete against individuals their own age, and they learn the fundamentals of the sport. And we take the same approach. We expose the smaller kids to training devices and that simulate the action of a bull. We have rope and dummies that they get experience actually throwing a rope, catching a target. And you have to learn those fundamentals before you ever think you could do that on a live animal or a horse. And so it gets them exposed to the sport.
Does the and then as they progress through this, and they've learned the fundamentals, and because you had 11,000?
11,000.
Children come through last year.
Yes, most of those are at our 101 camps where they learn about the sport. We also support schools, training clinics, if you will, where the children progress to learning safety. They learn about the equipment. We bring in professional rodeo cowboys to act as instructors. And this is the opportunity where they do get exposed to live animals. But the animals have to also be at their level. You know, we want them to embrace the sport. We don't want to scare them or frighten them. And so you have to have appropriate animals for the age levels that you're at.
Do you think mutton busting is a good way to get some of these kids started?
It's certainly a crowd favorite, you know, and a lot of kids have started out as mutton busting and
got a buckle.
It exposes them to competition. They get excited. You know, many of them are getting on animal for the first time and you can see some athleticism and you can see other kids that are frightened, but it exposes them, and anything that exposes them to the sport, I believe, is good.
You know, it is, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's when you see one of these kids hang on and ride it all the way over to where the other sheep are and then riding in the sheep. And then the clown's trying to pull them off, and the kid's not letting go. No, I'm on here. And, you know, it's something that is so, you know, it's touching. But that is kind of an intro to, you know, go, well, you know, I like this. And everybody gets something out of that. So
yeah, the kids love it. The crowds love it. That's not quite how we conduct our camps. It's not trial by fire. No. But
We have just a few minutes left, and we really appreciate. What would you think in this convention of 2022, would you say is your takeaway?
2022 was a very successful year. Convention continued to be successful. It was our largest convention that we've hosted. I think we had over 1,200 individuals, committees sign up for the convention trade show. And everyone has a success story. Record crowds throughout the country. And so it was good to bring our industry together. We can learn from each other. And what works in Santa Maria, California, they're able to share that and implement that in other parts of the country. So it is a time for us to get together. It's a time for us to network with each other, and it's a time for us to learn from each other.
And, you know, you all put out a lot of good information and on in the breakout sessions on how to work with your community, how to work with sponsors, partners, how to, you know, how to manage animals and animal safety, which is a huge thing in the PRCA. Our safety record is, I think, is outstanding.
We're very proud of our animal husbandry. Animal welfare is at the forefront of our minds every day. We have a 99.9% animal safety rating, over nearly a half a million animal exposures, and we invite anyone to come see how we take care of these animals, and their welfare is second to none.
You don't see too many skinny bucking horses out there, or thin bulls. They've all got little hay bellies going on there.
all of the livestock are athletes in their own right, and they have professional care. We have a veterinary at every single rodeo. It's one of the requirements of the PRCA to sanction a rodeo. You have to have veterinary care on site, and we pride ourselves in promoting the welfare and the wellness of our animals.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, and we really appreciate your time. We're honored to be associated and part of this event, and we look forward to our very first time seeing the rodeo live in Las Vegas tonight.
I know you'll enjoy it.
Oh, we are fired up for that. And then the buckle ceremony afterwards.
Right.
If we can get back in time.
Right. Oh, they'll wait for you. I've got to go witness those as a proud parent a couple of times and watch my son get a buckle and be backstage with him. And it's really turned into a fan favorite here at the South Point Hotel and Casino for the go around buckle presentations hosted by Randy Corley.
It's
going to be great. Well, you know, thank you so much for taking the time, Tom. I know there's a million things going on, and you took time here with us.
And thank you, Becky, for making it happen.
You know, we're from a rodeo town. I mean, but we're always wanting to reach out, gather more people, and the more information they have about rodeo, I think the more, you know, people will be more interested and want to see it, but the more they understand it. So we're going to be doing Rodeo 101 for the next 6 months.
And celebrating
until we have our 75th.
Our 75th Reading Rodeo is coming up.
Reading's had a great rodeo for a lot of years, and I'm looking forward to being there this year.
Well, I hope so.
Good.
I hope you come on, you know, come on in. You're always welcome. Of course.
I plan to be there.
Oh, good.
Good, Tom. Thank you so much. Hey, coming up, we have one of our favorite bandits
is going to be here with
us. That's it. Rockstar.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass,
superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halotherapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good morning and welcome back to the Free Fire Radio. We're not in the studios, KCNR. We are in Las Vegas at South Point Hotel. And this is kind of the epicenter of the National Finals Rodeo. All the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association meetings are here, all the breakout sessions, performers the specialty acts, the contractors are here. It's been just a eye-opening experience and seeing people from literally all over the United States and Canada that are coming here because they're all putting on rodeos, and this is, like I said, the epicenter of it.
And Las Vegas literally turns into cowboy land and has been
all over town.
I mean, we went to see Miranda Lambert last night in concert, which meant that she was at Planet Hollywood, so we took a taxi. And it's interesting to hear the taxi drivers talk about, oh, now the rodeo begins. And we were like, well, what, you know. So we want to keep it clean. Anyway. We had the great pleasure yesterday of running into one of our favorite acts that we've ever seen. Quite the character. And my parents, when we took them to the rodeo, they always remember the one-armed bandit. With us this morning is John Payne. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here with you.
Yeah. Can you hear him there in the studio?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good, John.
Good. Just keep that up there
that. Yeah, he's good.
Okay, you know, John, paint is world famous, 15 times specialty act at the NFR.
Oh my gosh.
Or the, voted the best in professional rodeo. And you might want to tell people why they call your act the one-armed bandit.
Well, I've always been a bandit. That's just my nature. And I used to be the two-armed bandit until I got an arm cut off. And Cowboy was not very smart around Scheider, Oklahoma there, but they did the math and come up with the name of one-armed bandit.
I like it. I like it. And you are such a nice guy. You're holding court yesterday at one of our favorite watering holes there, and everybody wants to be your friend because you really are this dynamic person. Tell us about how you created your act.
Well, it's out of desperation. I was a rancher my whole life, and lost a lot of money, in feeding cattle. And Dad told me not to do it, but what does Dad know? So I fed him anyway, and my cattle ate more and gained less weight than any cattle had ever had. So first thing you know, I was in debt $100,000, lost my ranch, and had to move in with my grandmother, and had two kids and a wife, and no job to speak of. I've never had a job. I've taken care of cattle for people before, but punching a clock, I've never punched a clock. I hate alarm clocks. But I don't normally ever need an alarm clock because I just wake up early. Because when you're born on a ranch, you get up at 4 o'clock, you have breakfast by 4:30, you got your coveralls on, ready to go out and scoop solids or feed cattle, and you're out of the house before daylight, and you come back in after dark. But how I started this show was I used to gather wild cattle for a living. I'd go to Florida and different states gathering wild cattle. I had some real good blackmouth cur dogs that was crossed with a Catahoula, and they were track and trail these cattle. And I become phenomenal in the art of catching wild cattle. And where there was a jungle out there and there was no place to put them, I would learn to hook my, take my truck and trailer and separate them and tie the door open and run these cattle to it and make them circle it until they jumped in. And I'd gather them right out of the brush. And I said, learn how to do that. The first time I did it, I didn't unhook my truck, and it had dents all over both sides, and mirrors tore off. So I about like getting electrocuted. I never grabbed another hot wire. I learned. I'm slow, but I do learn. So I'd gathered a bunch of bulls in Florida, and they're having a local rodeo there in Ponca City, and the stock contractor was Walter Aldball from Colorado, and he was wanting to buy some bucking bulls. And the Paynes had a bunch of these swamp bulls, and they was wild swamp bulls, and didn't ever have a brand on or ear knots. They'd never been caught but once in their life, and it was 4 or 5 years old. So he wanted to come out and look at these swamp bulls, see if he could make rodeo bulls out of them. Well, Dad priced them for $1,000 a piece, and he jewed Dad down to $900. And Dad said, "Well, when you your check cashes, come out and get your bulls. They'll be right there in that pasture." Dad didn't want to mess with them, and the only person in the world that could pin them was me. You had to have dogs to pin these bulls. So they didn't get them pinned. I had to pin them for them, and then I went to the rodeo to watch them buck, and the act just literally, I guess I can say, sucked on TV. Or a radio.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it just sucked. And I told stock contractor how about it sucked. And that kind of, he had a little chip on his shoulders because he couldn't gather those bulls and I did. So when I said act sucked, he turned around, spun around, said, "Well, I guess we'll just let you be the entertainment next year." Thought he'd shut the one arm guy up. He was drinking a little too many Coors. And we call them Coors, I guess, back home. But anyway, the Coors beer. And so I just mouthed back off and said, "By God, I'll be here." And he said, "I'm serious." Well, I said, "Well, I am too." He said, "You're hired." And I said, "Great." And he left, and the guy standing there beside me looked at me and said, "Well, what in the heck are you going to do?" I've never, there was no entertainers in our family before. And so I said, "You know what? I always wanted to run naked through the arena. So I might just have to do that." So
Y'all don't know John. And yeah. You know what? That could have been a threat right there.
Yeah, that's okay. It.
Anyway.
Well, you know, I never back down from nothing. And I've always spoke the truth. And some people can't handle the truth. And that's got me in a lot of trouble. But you don't want to ask John Payne a question and be shocked at the answer, because I'm going to give you the answer. It ain't going to take long.
Okay, so then is that when you developed your app?
That's exactly right. I've mouthed off, and so, heck, I was in the rodeo entertainment business, and I had 1 year to work on it. So I was a professional horse rider, dog trainer, and I knew cattle just as good as anybody. So I trained a bunch of steers to jump up on top of the horse trailer. But I'd had to gather them off the lake twice. The neighbor let them get loose, and I had to go gather them off the lake, and I had them dog broke pretty good. I brought them home and put them up on the porch of the house, and I just started seeing what I could do with them. First thing you know, I was jumping them on an old flatbed truck, and then the truck wouldn't run, so I knew that was not going to be a feasible deal. But I'm training and going through different stages. So then I hand built this trailer myself, because I was flat broke and owed $100,000. I had nothing. And I bought a pickup off my brother for $800, and it took me a year and a half to pay for that. So I started out just about as meager as you can start. But when you got a good foundation under you, you're not going to crumble. So I hit the road in 1988, and my first show on the West Coast, or anywhere out west, or just about anywhere, period, was Redding, California.
John Bama.
That's exactly right.
John Bama hired you.
And John Bama, he don't get shocked very easily, and he don't get any surprises, and I knew him well. And he was sheriff around here for 30 years, I hear. But, you know, back in 1987, there wasn't a lot of cameras out and videos. You know, not a lot of people had videos. So we videoed the last performance of my show. Well, that's when it started raining and my horse fell off top trailer. And I was catty enough to jump off and land on my feet and jump back, and he hit the ground in the mud, and we jumped up and finished the show. And that was my only tape I had to show everybody out here in Las Vegas to book shows up. Well, everybody gasped for air except John Baum. He says, this is going to be a great act. He'll just have to kind of get a few things under control, and it's going to be great. I want him to come to Redding. And there was an entourage of people with him. And here's old String Beans, one arm band, standing there. And in my Oklahoma twang, I said, oh, heck, that don't happen. But, well, matter of fact, that's only happened once. And John said, okay, well, how many shows have you done? I'm thinking, I said, well, let me count them. Two. He said, two? He said, that's 50% of the time. So, anyway, he had foresight to hire me and bring me to Redding's. And he asked me what I charged. And I said, well, I'm not charging anybody nothing yet. I said, what are you paying? And he says, well, I'll have to think about that a minute. And he blurted out $1,200. And I said, I'll be there. I didn't have any idea where Redding, California was. I'd heard of California, but I'd most definitely never been anywhere within three states of California. And I didn't know how far it was, but I knew $1,200 was a heck of a lot of money. And I could make anything happen if I had $1,200. So they hired me.
And this would have been in the 80s?
This was in 1987, the fall of 87.
Okay.
I went to Redding, California in May of 88, and Lane Frost rode Red Rock there, and me and Lane was good friends because he was from Oklahoma, and he rode old Red Rock there, and I put my show on, and everything went great.
Man.
And Bob Knight gave me $200 cash as a tip. He said, John, you did a darn fine job, and here's $200 cash. Well, that was about like $2,000. To me, because I was flat broke. I had to send my money home and then try to make it home myself. The wife, hell, they'd get ready to shut the electricity off and a few other things. Hell, we broke. And it took forever and 4 days to get to California, that old pickup of mine. I made it. I did a show in Abilene, Texas on the way out. Well, Abilene, Texas ain't on the way.
No, it isn't.
But it kind of seemed like it was, you know. I'm thinking, well, Texas, California, that's about right. You know, you know, I'm a cowboy out on a ranch. I don't look at an atlas. I know where all the pastures are and the creeks and draws and the rocks and the pastures and all that. But, you know, big old map, I never traveled anywhere. And I went to Abilene, and he got, the old boy said, what are you charging? And I said, well, why don't I just do the show, and you pay me what you think it's worth? And I have never said that again in my life. I come out of there with nothing. Nothing. I had $300 to make it to Redding, California. $300. So I thought, well, I'll stop in Abilene, Texas and pick up another $500, you know. Or heck, I was kind of thinking maybe $700. Didn't get nothing. So I can't make it to California now because I've already spent $150 getting down there. So I go to a Bit and Spur sale and a show, and I got some really nice spurs on. And I walk in there, and my spurs are jingling. This old boy looks at it and says, hey, I'll give you $500 for them spurs. And I said, oh, heck, you just want one of them? He said, no, I'll give you $500 for both of them. And I said, I believe I'll keep them. So I just walked around. I got on the other side of that building where he couldn't see me there, and I'm thinking, he's going to own these spurs. That's my ticket to California. That'd be the only way I can make it. So, me being a horse trader, I walked back by, and he said, $600, my final offer. And I grabbed it and headed to California.
And we've got to take a break on that one. We're here with the one-armed bandit, John Payne. If you've not seen his act, this year you're going to be at the 75th. All right, yeah. So we are so looking forward to it. I mean, I know that you're our favorite. Definitely by far our favorite act. And, of course, we're going to take a break. We've got to be right back after some quick messages here. We're live on a remote here in Las Vegas. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. So stay with us.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Jingle all the way. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Green Mirror, your friendly oil change. Green Mirror and all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Okay, welcome back.
We have a
Fire Radio here in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel, and it's we're here for the National Finals Rodeo today.
Convention, and tonight we start our first night.
First night, we're going to be there at the rodeo, the first night of the rodeo, and then I'll be there. And
you may see us on the Cowboy Channel.
Yeah.
Waving from the crowd.
Yeah, wait. Everybody's going to be waving. but we're going to be putting some vignettes on Facebook. Kind of some things going on, things we've seen, talking to people, and be able to follow it that way. Hey, we're with John Payne, who is the one-armed bandit.
A specialty act. Who won many, many, many years on the road, been a fan favorite. Lost his
portion of his arm, his right arm, when he was 20 years old. And as we were talking during the break, he said, I'm not going to accept money from the government. And then he went on to build himself into 15 times the act of the year, especially the act of the year in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, which isn't easy. But you were coming out to Reading, and so you had sold your spurs, and now you were in Reading. It got you to Reading.
Yes, sir. I didn't think I'd ever get to Reading. I think it took four or five days to get out here. And my equipment wasn't very good. I made the trailer and I put three axles under it, and I had a hired hand. I said, cut this piece off right here. I built my own trailer. And I said, cut this off right here. And he lit the torch and cut the tape measure off right there. I said, no, I didn't mean the tape measure, I meant that angle iron. Well, we had tape measures in two pieces then. I always eyeballed everything. So this trailer didn't pull right, and you had to change a tire every 200 miles. It pulled the rubber off that every 200 miles. So I'd stop at towns, and I'd buy all the 16-inch tires I had and put them on top of the trailer. I changed so many tires on that trailer in 4 years, the nuts wouldn't stay on. They'd keep backing up. I had to put all new studs on. But I'm not a trailer maker, but I didn't have any money. I built it out of everything I could get out of the oil field. I didn't say steel out of the oil field, but it was cheap. Tank steel, upset tubing, and it was heavy. Couldn't drag it up a mountain. You couldn't stop it on the way down. But I made it. And, I'm old school. sold those spurs, and I said, I'm keeping them spur straps. And I kept the spur straps and eventually put them on some other spurs. So I get to California and do the show, and everything went good. Bama gives me about $200 worth of eating tickets so I can eat free all over town, puts me up in the Red Lion, and they treat me really good. And like I said, Bob Knight gave me a $200 tip. So I sent the wife money home, and I sent her more than I should have because on the way home, I broke down in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I just had enough money and fuel to get home. Well, I'm broke down, and the only thing I've got to sell now is my pistol. So I hawk my pistol and make it home, and I get home with just like $15 in my pocket. So that trip cost me a set of spurs and a pistol, but it opened a lot of doors, and I bought a lot of spurs and pistols since then.
Because from there, the people that saw you, Red Bluff and other places, they said, we want this guy. And then you said you started your six-pack, and that's where you came back out for six different rodeos.
Right. I got pretty famous. I went Act of the Year in 89, and I went it for 8 years in a row. And like I said, I tell the truth, and some people can't handle the truth. And I come on a little brash and a little bit cocky every now and then, but I've always backed my mouth up. And nobody's ever run over me, and I don't let the horses run over me. I don't let the buffaloes run over me. I stare them right in the face, and they usually back down. So when a person tries to run over me, he gets met with the same problems. A lot of people in power can change things. I did not win Act of the Year the ninth time for 12 years. I was kind of pretty well blackballed for 12 years. And so that 15-time years, Act of the Year, it should be more, but it's five times more than anybody else won it. And
well, we're excited about having you as the 75th because we have seen your act before where you had the steers.
And you have a buffalo.
Yeah.
How hard is it to train a buffalo?
Well, they're the meanest critter in North America. Put a grizzly bear and a buffalo in an arena, and the grizzly bear would be climbing a light pole. They're mean critters. Like I said, I've gathered wild cattle. I've gathered the baddest bulls there are in Florida and different places, and they can't hold a candle to a buffalo. A buffalo is hooking, pawing, and kicking at the same time, and he's also intimidating by grunting, and their breath stinks, too. And buffalo's the meanest creature in North America I know firsthand, because buffalo wants to lay out under a shade tree and chew his cud. He don't want to jump on a pickup up on top of a trailer and then get drove all the way to California or Redding's or wherever. And they can get kind of hard to deal with. And I've been hooked off the top of the trailer twice by these buffaloes, horse and all. I've had several wrecks, but look how many shows I've done and look at the adverse situations and conditions I've been in. I think I was in Redding's last and it just rained like hell.
Yeah
it did.
And,
it did.
Old Bennett come out there and said, John, we don't want you going in today. There's not very many people here and we'll have a big crowd tomorrow. We don't want you to get hurt. And we was just talking about that last night. He come out with a check, and I said, that's a little too much money. I said, I didn't do that one performance. He said, well, we pay everybody what we agreed to. I said, well, I'm not agreeing to that. Cut off $1,000. Take $1,000 off and put back in your old bank. I said, I don't want it if I didn't earn it. And I said, I should be knocking off more, but... He said, well, we appreciate it. And that's what we was talking about right here in this room last night. So there you are. If I don't deserve it, I don't want it.
Right. So what may we see for those listening here in Redding, California? What's your act going to consist of this year?
Well, you will still see the very best rodeo act in the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you change it up? Do you like, I'm going to do that something this time in May?
Well, I have changed it up every time I've came. And I run the big steers, I run buffaloes, zebras. I don't think I've had all a mule team out here, but I've had the Mustangs out from South Dakota. We'll see. It'll be something different. It'll be good. And I'll also be in the parade. And I'm the only person in the world that jumps a horse or a mule up on top of a trailer and pins them on top of the trailer, shooting a pistol, popping a bullwhip, going down through the streets, where if something happened and you fell off, you get to hit cement.
Yeah.
And that might be the end of the one-armed bandit, but I've done probably 500 parades in my life. I've had a few close calls, but if you don't take a chance, you never had a chance. And if it's not a little dangerous, you know, people's going to go buy them a hot dog or a candy bar during the act. Well, the cowboys stay and watch my act.
Yeah, right.
Say, watch this guy. And I've been called a cowboy's cowboy because I'm nothing but a cowboy. Never wanted to be anything but a cowboy. And with having a name like One Arm Bandit, they might say John Payne. They'll say, who's that? And you say, One Arm Bandit. And they say, oh, I know him.
John, thank you so much for joining us.
You are such a treat.
And thank you for joining us this morning, because we got to run here.
And for bringing your light and your energy.
Yeah.
You just have that. You're plugged in.
You're an incredible fellow. And
yeah.
We can't wait to have you out there with us, because